For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale. And therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another dark minisode for season 19. Our little midweek venture into the world of the strange before we reach our main episode on Friday. Thank you so much for the comments and feedback regarding the video venture of Dark Realms. We now have an episode on Chillingham Castle released recently, and there's already some good feedback coming in from that. If you're not aware, head over to youtube.com/thedarkparanormal, and there you'll find the video version of Dark Realms. And of course, a huge shout out to all of our wonderful team over at Patreon. When you sign up, not only do you receive everything on this main feed, both ad-free and before everyone else, but you can also gain access to the full back catalogue of Dark Bites, our Patreon-only podcast, which is out every Sunday of the year, even on the downtime between seasons. Just head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Now, for today's minisode, I ummed and ahed about including it because it just made the length for a minisode. But it was such a fascinating tale, I wanted you guys to hear it. Because there are some stories that will stick with us that aren't necessarily the ones that are filled with terror or chaos or demons. They're the quiet ones. The ones whispered down through generations, shared with your family at the kitchen table. Passed down like an heirloom, like family lore. And today's story is one of those. It's subtle, chilling, and also strangely comforting. You see, today's experience covers a topic that we haven't really touched on much in the entire show. But very famous similar scenarios have played out all across the world. Arguably, some of the most famous ones happened around the Fukushima tsunami in 2011, where various taxi drivers would report picking up people who didn't know they were dead. There's even full-on video footage on YouTube of people with dash cams, and you can see them talking to someone in the back, and only on arrival at the destination, when they turn round for payment, do they realise there is no one there. Even further back in time in Victorian England, there were similar accounts of a documented case of a servant girl in 1890s London who was seen walking home through the markets by multiple people, only for her body to be found later that day in the Thames. The coroner ruled she'd died at least 24 hours before those supposed sightings, and again the theory was she was just trying to get home. She was doing that familiar route. And then we have what we're going to talk about today. These cunning folk. Village healers. People like Mary from today's story. They were often feared, respected, sometimes accused of witchcraft, but then frequently called upon when everything else failed. But again, when these people would pass, their spirits were believed to linger. Maybe out of duty or maybe because no one else was around to fill that role. Today's story has elements from each of these things. A mysterious respected woman, a promise made, and something that suggests that when some people die, they need to be seen or heard before they can rest. Today's minisode has been sent in by our wonderful listener, Tara, who writes, "Hi Kev, and all of the wonderful community and team who keep this podcast going. My name is Tara, and I've been listening to your podcast for about 2 years now. I finally caught up on most episodes, and now I happily look forward to the weekly episodes as they come in. And thank you all again for creating a safe place for those who experience things that are just unexplainable. So, now to my reason for sending this in. This is not my own personal experience, but it is, however, something my grandfather experienced. And he passed the story along to his children, then to his grandchildren. I hope this is okay to submit. Even if this doesn't make the show, then it would be nice knowing you read a small part of my family's experience. My grandfather's name was Kenny Bray, and he grew up, I believe, in Cumberland, Maryland, United States. He was kind and an amazing grandfather. We called him Poppy. And I'm told as a young boy, he was known for helping anyone no matter who it was. Cumberland, Maryland at this time, we'll say 1950, was mostly farmland. And my grandfather grew up on a small farm with his family. Several brothers and sisters, plus a mum and dad. School bus stops were a mile walk for them, so I'm told, just to give you some idea on how far apart you would be from your neighbour. Anyway, they had a neighbour who was an elderly woman, maybe in her early 90s. She lived alone on her own little farm named Mary Goodman. Apparently, the people who lived in that small town area were afraid of her, claiming she was a witch. While some would go to her when they were sick, and she would give them tonics to help them feel better. Supposedly, one time, my grandfather witnessed Mary Goodman make a wart disappear right before his eyes on his brother's hand. My grandfather was never afraid of her. He believed she was just a kind elderly woman who had no one to help her on a farm. So, being the kind boy he was, he would often do odd jobs for her that any 10-year-old boy was able to do at the time. That would include ploughing her farmland, herding livestock, and probably helping her sow seeds. When the sun would start to set, she would tell him to wrap up what he was doing and she'd see him the following day, as she did not want to be outside at night. From her home, my grandfather would cut through her field, running as fast as possible to avoid stepping on any snakes or probably other dangerous creatures that could well be lurking in the tall grass. And everyone in that small town knew Mary Goodman would never be out at night. No exceptions. So this caught my grandfather completely off guard when he was coming home from a friend's house one night and he approached her home on a dirt road that would normally be completely dark. And there she was, at the end of her driveway, by her mailbox, with a flashlight in her hand, or whatever it was they used in the 50s, calling out his name. "Hello, Mrs. Goodman," he called out. He got closer, and it was definitely her, clear as day to him, despite the dark. "Kenny," she said, "could you please come over in the morning and help me plough my field? I don't feel too well." "Well, of course I can," he said. "Wonderful boy," she said. "Please come and knock on my door when you're finished." And with that, he said, "Okay, Mrs. Goodman, I'll be by tomorrow morning at the crack of dawn." And he began to run across the dark field, or sprinting, given the snakes and whatnot. As he got closer to his own home and could see the light inside, he started to slow down to a jog. And that's when he heard a voice right next to him. Let's have a quick break to ask you a personal question. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. You would not believe the amount of things that can mess with our hormones. Even nature likes to put us through hormonal changes, premenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you're meant to suffer through it. And the good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony sells every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their over 30,000 plus reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DARKPARANORMAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DARKPARANORMAL for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Big shout out to you for making it through the hectic holiday season. This new year, get clean, quality, pregnancy nutrient support off your to-do list, including Ritual's best-selling essential prenatal multivitamin, designed with 12 traceable key ingredients to support a healthy pregnancy. With big changes coming up, take the small steps now and start today with 30% off a three-month supply at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Please don't forget to come by and plough my field in the morning. Startled, he stopped and looked over. And there was Mrs. Goodman, stood right next to him. Don't worry, ma'am, I won't. I promise, he said, staring at her. Good boy, she said, turning on her heels and started running back to her house, across that large, dark field. My grandfather felt a bit off, but figured it made sense she would run back too. You know, the snakes and such. He opened the door, and his mother called him to the table to eat some dinner. What did you stop for, Kenny? She asked. Apparently, she was outside feeding some chickens when she saw him running up to the house. She only went back inside when she saw him start running again. A Mrs. Goodman, Mum. She was just asking me to come and plough the field tomorrow morning, that's all. His mother looked at him confused. Mrs. Goodman? But she doesn't come out at night. Doesn't she usually come by to get you in the mornings, if she needs something doing like that? His mum said. Well, she made an exception tonight, I guess, Mummy. I saw her run home too. She looked at him surprised again. She must be in great health then, she said. She turned around to do the dishes and after eating dinner, my grandfather went to bed, along with the rest of the family. The next day he got up early and went to plough the fields, just like he'd promised Mrs. Goodman. Just at the time he finished, the sun had fully come up. So he walked the equipment back to the barn. And as promised, he went to go and knock on Mrs. Goodman's door to let her know he'd finished. So he approached the front porch area, and he could see her sitting on a porch swing. Ah, good morning, Mrs. Goodman, he called out cheerfully. No reply. He got closer. Mrs. Goodman, he asked, are you okay? Then he stops and almost falls over. He ran away as fast as he could, yelling for help. Mrs. Goodman was dead. Her eyes were glossed over, and he said she was black and blue. The police showed up and told my grandfather and his family she'd probably been dead for at least a week. My grandfather and his mother were so confused, and from what I'm told, very freaked out. But they concluded that if this really happened and wasn't just a part of my grandfather's imagination, Mrs. Goodman probably just wanted to be found. My grandfather swore by his story until the day he died. He told us that sometimes, as he grew older, he would still see her. He reasoned maybe because she had no children of her own, that maybe she attached herself to him. But anyway, that is the most I was told. He passed that story down for generations. Maybe he wanted someone to still think of her, so she would never be forgotten. Maybe this was just a story he made up. But I do believe my grandfather's words. Thank you for reading this, Kev. It means a lot to me and my family. With love, Tara. No, Tara, thank you for such a wonderful story. There is something warming about it, although it's also horrific to picture. There's just something I can't really describe, something deeply human about this story. It's not about a vengeful ghost or a demonic presence. It's about a final request. A woman who was feared and misunderstood in life, maybe reaching out to the one person who treated her with any sort of dignity or kindness. You mention at the end it could also just be your granddad making up a story, but I doubt that's the case. I often talk about authenticators or things within the narrative of an experience that make me believe that experience. And for this one, it's the simplicity of it. But also there's something rather profound about such a short mini story. Something that's scary, if not terrifying, on a different level altogether than the spirit realm. And something we arguably all feel. That need to be remembered. To be found. To not be alone when we go. And I genuinely am pondering as I'm talking now, if this was a made-up story, then was it passed down to scare or entertain, or to make you think, what if? And if it was the final one, then your grandfather's a genius, to slip such a philosophical message into such a terrifying story. But sincerely, Tara, thank you so much for sending that in. And don't forget, guys, if you have your own experience that you think would suit a minisode, email us, contact@thedarkparanormal.com. As Tira's experience proves, and as we prove each week on Dark Bites, the size of your experience is irrelevant. We don't judge your experience based on how many words are within that experience. It's a simple 1-2 of, is it believable? And 2, does it make you think? And Tara's does both. So thank you once more, Tara. And to everyone who's listening, thank you for joining us once more for a dark minisode. I'll speak to you all again on Friday, and until then, stay safe and take care.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.